Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Gray with Seven Generations Radio, and apologize for the little delay there, trying to get things set up. My guest this morning is Reed Brown with the Oglala Lakota Nation, part of the Great Sioux Nation, and he's here today because I heard there was going to be a powwow, and there is a powwow today at Shepherd University, and Reed has been coordinating that. So he's going to spend a few minutes with us this morning, then he's got to head over and help set up for the powwow. And Reed, let me check your mic. Go ahead and say hello.
Good morning, everybody.
And Reed, I'm real happy to have you here. As you know, the name of my show is Seven Generations, which is something I took from the Native American people who have the foresight to look seven generations ahead when they're making an important decision.
Yep, a very important decision.
And I've always been spiritually inclined toward the things I've heard about Native American beliefs, and I do have a little bit of association through my my daughter and her mother with Native American things. I try to keep up a little bit on the internet, but Reed, I'd like to hear from you. What is on your mind this morning?
First off, I'm from Wombly, South Dakota, from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation out in South Dakota. I was born and raised on the Pine Ridge. I've been coming out here to Shepherdstown since 1996. I started coming out here with my father and one of my uncles, and was doing a lot of spiritual teachings of the Lakota tradition with the pipe. I've been teaching a lot of Sundance songs and sweat songs, and so I've been coming out here for quite a while, and doing sweat lodges here. And the program director had contacted me and asked if I was willing to do a powwow here at Shepherd, and I told him yeah, which was a year ago. Well, today's the event. It's at the student center. You all are welcome to come out and dance with us, and there's good food, there's tacos. My mom and them stayed up till midnight last night and made 380 pieces of fry bread and other food for everybody to come out and eat. Indian taco sales, like I said, we're people are starting to show up. And so I just, like I said, I've been coming out here doing the teachings. And I've actually liked coming to Shepherdstown. It's such a peaceful little town sometimes. But that's what really brought me out here, is to do sweat lodges with people and get in, help them get in touch with their inner spirit, their inner self, is what I really get into. And it's been a struggle. I live in Lancaster, PA with my wife, two daughters and a boy. And but I come down here once a month and do lodges, and like I said, it's going pretty good so far.
And Reed, growing up, could you talk a little bit about your history and how you acquired your spiritual knowledge and beliefs?
I grew up with my elders at around sweat lodges, around sun dances. My father is a spiritual leader back home, and I've been helping him out as much as I can. So I grew up around a sweat fire while other kids were out playing tag or playing hide and seek. I was by the sweat fire playing with my little G.I. Joes and little action figures, by the sweat fire, watching the door, carrying rocks in. And I'm thankful for that, because the knowledge that I got from sitting there at the door watching and helping out and doing what I do, is really great, because now I can go out there and show people and teach people and I'm also learning with them. You know, this red road is always a learning process. You know, you're never not going without the knowledge of it. You know, there's always prayer, meditation, you know, the sweat lodges. It's what you make of it. I've been sitting at the Sundance Drum with my father since I was 8 years old, singing Sundance songs. And, you know, like I said, I just grew up this way. And like I was telling my dad, whenever they asked me to do the powwow here, I told my father, I said, we're not powwow people. We're Sundance people. But, you know, I grew up on the powwow circuit, on the res, went through all the traditions of the traditional dancer. At the age of 14, I decided to be a grass dancer. So I started grass dancing at the age of 14. And me and my younger brother, I have a younger brother who was a champion grass dancer. And we went all over together and we danced. And I placed third place at Denver March in 1991. You know, and I was really hoping I would have went further, but, you know, so, you know, just doing a lot of other stuff had helped me get here today. So, you know, like I said, you know, come out, dance with us, you know, and come and meet my family, my mother and father and brother and my little niece, and drove all the way from South Dakota to be here.
Wow.
So, you know.
Awesome. What is the difference between, you said, Sundance and powwow?
All right. The Sundance is more spiritual. It's more spiritual than the powwow. Is more of more entertainment, more of like a gathering, more festive. Where the Sundance is kind of serious. You gotta. Because your prayer, your meditation, you know, you got to focus on your prayers. You know, at a Sundance, there's no drugs, no alcohol, you know, no guns, you know, no none of that. You know, powwows are a little bit different. You know, it's more festive. Usually after the powwow, they have what you call a 49. And a 49 is like... Where they all get together and they all hang out after the powwow. It's more of a party scene. But it's not like go out and get drunk and, you know, do powwow songs. It's more like a sobriety party. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. But, you know, 49s are usually fun too. So
now the powwow starts at noon, right?
Yep, powwow starts at noon.
Runs on till what, 6 o'clock?
Till 6 o'clock.
Okay. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but do you have anything, either a prayer or a song or anything like that that you could recite?
Yeah, I'll sing a song for you guys. It's a prayer song. It just asks for Wankantunka to hear my prayers and to help me. So I'll sing a little song for you guys. If you know, it's a prayer song, so you're more than welcome to pray too if you want. Okay. Wakatankaya O Shema La Yo O Makea Yo. Shema la yo hai oi daku wa kaya o maki ai oi o shema la yo oi o maki ai hai Wakatankaya O Shema La Yoy Oy O Makia Yoy Oy Oh, shame on Ohio. Daku wa kaya, ho maki ayo. Oh, shame on Ohio. Ho maki ayo. And Madakiase means to all my relations. We always say that whenever we enter the sweat lodges and when we leave a sweat lodge, any place that's sacred to us, we always say Madakuye Oyase, and it means to all my relations. And the Red Hoop Powwow is it stems off of my father's Sundance. My father's Sundance is called Chungleshka Lutawi, Red Hoop Woman. And my grandmother, my great-great-great-grandmother, her name was Red Hoop Woman. And whenever she came out to the Carlisle Indian School, they had her pick a name, and her name was Fanny Mae Red Hoop. And she's the one that came to my father and showed him his altar for the Sundance. And I always just thought, you know, that the Sundance was just named after her. But in all reality, there's one thing that we as humans, we all have in common. One thing. It ain't the skin color. It ain't how we look. It ain't how we are. But there's one thing. And that's our blood. Our blood is red. We're all one big red hoop. So that's why Red Hoop, that's why I chose to have the Red Hoop Powwow. That's why I named it Red Hoop Powwow, because I want everybody to come together and come and dance, come and sing, and come and be one big family like we were way before we, how shall I say it, way before we figured out who we didn't want to be. So I want to invite you guys all to come out and dance with us and come and be part of this big red hoop, this big family that I want to create here in Shepherd, in this area. So with that, I have to get back to the powwow and start finish getting things ready. And grand entry kicks off at noon. We're going to dance till 6. There's going to be vendors. There's food. There's the drum group that came is Medicine Horse Singers. And he's one of my real good friends that I've known for quite a few years that lives out here. And the MC is Barry Christie. And he's a well-known MC out on the East Coast. He does a lot of the smoke dance songs. And so there's going to be different variety of native dancings. There's not just going to be the Midwest dancing. We're also going to have Eastern woodland dancing too. So you guys are all invited to come out and dance with us. And like I said before, Madakuye Oyase.
Thank you so much, Reed. I really appreciate you coming in, and hope we can plan another occasion when you can come in and talk and give us some spiritual guidance.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Reed.
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with your powwow.
Yep, thank you, guys.
And that was Reed Brown, Oglala Lakota, and you're listening to Seven Generations Radio. My next guest will be Jim Surkamp. Be up momentarily.